I don't know what to do about this whole ordeal of this life of mine. I'm certainly happy. I feel really good on this corner right here. It's, what is this, 37th and Hawthorne in southeast Portland. I'm in a funny mood. I feel like really transparent. Don't really care about much of anything. I just, you know, day to day, I'm such a fucking wreck, you know? I have all this time and I dedicate my life to myself, I suppose, but, you know, I share a lot of my life, I suppose, is how I'd put it. I've been having a really fun time with this thing, like, in my life, where every single, like, color, like, the whole visual spectrum is just, like, it's like watching a fucking movie reel. And see, there goes Violet Green. He's got violet chucks and a green hoodie. Yeah, everything. All the colors, you know, I don't know how, you know how when you're dreaming, you can kind of, like, you have these moments where you're like, fucking, you say, I wish there was a video cast or something, or, like, you know, I wish, you know, you could film that fucker, you know, film that dream that I had, you know, when you're in it, like, the most apocalyptic fucking amazing vision ever, you know, and it would be like photography instead of the way that painters and writers and poets and artists somehow try to use the craft of words or color and form and shape and stuff to portray the dream. That's one thing, right? But then photography is different. Recording is different. You can abstract or whatever, but, you know, that whole thing of where, like, if they just jack a spike into your mind and you dream and it's there, like, to share. Just, like, viscerally something, I don't know. I'm enjoying this mood where I don't know, I feel dorky and just don't care. There's one of my street friends. I love this kind of thing, is being on a corner. What I feel like I need to do is, I'm working on this, getting my street corner tweet poet routine in order. The one-man show, the real deal, fucking gadget in the flesh, and do, like, 3 shows a day, the rest of the time just hang out and get high on the street, have fun, hang out with you guys, but then, you know, I'll have shows during the day when I do astonishing feats of brilliance. You know, and that can be from anything mundane to me, like being cutie and hanging out and reading fucking romantic trite poems for dicks on the street corner. Or fucking hot, yuppie neighborhood on a hot, beautiful day. And just giving it all away, all my glee, you know, that kind of happy thing. But also in all my shows and stuff like that, like, I mean, ideally, you know, there's like 10 minutes sets of me like vanishing into fucking like behind a dumpster or like climb up a tree and like fuck myself so hard and, you know, if I, you know, if I'm gonna do this whole Twitter nun thing right, you know, maybe if I'm entertaining enough to, you know, I'll be here on the street corner oblivious and you'll walk up to me and, what, say six words? Meanwhile, you know, I think it would behoove me to be a street trash minstrel because they say, pursue your passion and do your thing. I got my little companero right here, Louie. He's hung out with me so much in the most extreme situations. Like, on a street corner, I don't worry about a damn thing. That's my little man right there. He does his thing, I do my thing. Ain't no hat, ain't no guitar. Although, like, I listen to these dorks here, you know, with a couple kids there playing. They're doing some alright dorky covers or whatever. And, you know, there's other people, whatever. They're, you know, I got a bunch of friends out here who do that shit, but I might have to move back up to North Portland, though, again, and hold down my corner of the universe up there, because that's kind of, I don't know, my ghosts belong there or something. I'm going to go up there and live with Skeeter again, and make a beautiful life. I have a lot of writing to do, and I think maybe that's why the world's treating me this way. It's just a perpetual thing of, like, being in a holding gate. But, you know, doing the work is the only thing that's going to set me free. And it's not, like, the easiest feeling in the world. You know, it's silly not to just fucking embrace and free fall with it. You know, the only thing that's good about the fucking course of my life so far has just been the great, like, welling up of, here comes this dame she walked by earlier, looks like Dorothy, not Robot, on a good day, walking by all kind of gothcore, just gorgeous, she like 23 or something. Click-clack heels, painted toenails, perfect legs. She's got two of her friends with her. They're both all, like, fit as fuck. Ugh. You know, and it's just this funny feeling. It's like, I know when they walk by, they're just, like, half wet, like a little throb there. They're just like, oh, man, you know, if I could climb all over him. You know, I don't know if that's life. You know, and then people walk on by, walk on by. Whoa, whoa, hey, hey. And there, the bus is going by again. The sun's getting real low, though. I'm going to go up and see my friends, Christopher and Patrice. They're my droogs for making this spoken word album. Humble narrator, Oksana Zanagrad. Maxfield Alexander in the flesh, I bid you adieu.